USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Around 266,000 jobs were added in April. It's a big drop from the March numbers and a surprise to some economists. President Biden says even with the lower report, the rescue plan is beginning to work.
We never thought that after the first 50 or 60 days, everything would be fine. Today, there's more evidence that our economy is moving in the right direction. But it's clear we have a long way to go.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas went to a border facility in Donna, Texas. He highlighted a decrease in the number of children being held at border facilities. He said they used to wait for days before being transferred to Health and Human Services. Now it's around 24 hours. He said pathways have been put in place so that parents don't feel like they have to give their children over to dangerous smugglers.
There is unanimous agreement that our immigration system is broken and immigration reform is desperately needed.
A federal grand jury has now indicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and three other officers. All four were arrested in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. They're accused of violating Floyd's constitutional rights. Derek Chauvin is also named in a second indictment stemming from a separate arrest in 2017, which also includes a neck restraint. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some states are looking for new incentives to help stop the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
South Carolina joined Montana in announcing they will end their participation in the federal COVID-19 unemployment plans. Governor Henry McMaster, a Republican from South Carolina, cited the hardship endured by small businesses who can't find people to hire. In Montana, the $300 weekly unemployment bonus will be replaced on June 27th with the $1,200 return-to-work bonus. Governor Greg Gianforte, Republican from Montana, says incentives matter and the vast expansion of federal unemployment benefits is doing more harm than good. End quote. South Carolina's participation in the program ends June 30th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice proposed a new rule to update the definition of firearm in an effort to close the so-called ghost gun loophole. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the modernized definition would require retailers to perform background checks on customers before selling some ready-made kits that allow people to build their own guns. The guns are known as ghost guns because they don't have serial numbers and can't be traced. Under the proposed rule, manufacturers must include a serial number on the firearm frame or receiver in a kit. Firearm dealers also must add serial numbers to 3D printed guns or other unserialized firearms they take into their inventory. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.